Everybody, this is Lou Crosby speaking. This is the spot where ordinarily you'd hear the sponsor's identification and the talk about their product. For over 10 years, Lum and Abner have been heard over the networks in 15-minute episodes dealing with the interesting life in Pine Ridge. During that time, their popularity has steadily increased, and when they left the air a few months ago, their Crosley rating was the highest point throughout their career. Thousands and thousands are still writing local stations and networks demanding that their old friends return to the air. Well, as we look in on the little community of Pine Ridge today, we find Lum and Abner down at their Jot'em Down store. Abner has just been asked by a committee to place his name on the ballot as a candidate for president of the school board. Listen.
Yeah, but you ain't taking this thing serious enough, Abner. If you're going to run for president of the school board, you want to get elected.
Well, I don't want to get out here and campaign for the office, Lum. They just asked me if they could put my name on the ticket.
Yeah, but if you beat old Uncle Henry Lunsford, you're going to have to get out here and work. Pass some cigars around and kiss some babies and one thing or another.
Oh, for goodness sake. You'd think I was running for the president of the United States.
Well, it might be a reflect on the store here if you was to get beat for a public office that way. What ticket are you running on?
What ticket?
Granny, as I can see right now, you don't know nothing about politics. Looks like I'm going to have to manage your campaign for you.
Now, Lum, I don't want to be out in the wax pan. In the first place, the job don't pay nothing.
I ain't going to spend no money. Just got to get you organized.
Ain't I organized?
Well, you just said you never had no ticket.
Ticket for what? I ain't going nowhere.
Party ticket.
I ain't going to no party.
What party you're joined up with? Democrats or the Republicans?
Oh, no, I never knowed you had to go through all that rigmarole.
Thing to do is to try to get both sides to vote for you, Democrats and Republicans.
Well, why don't I just not say who I'm for?
Well, then you won't get no votes at all. Let's see. Granny's, I don't know which there's the most of here in town. Might call yourself a Demopublican. That way they'll both think you're on their side.
Call myself a what?
A Demopublican.
I never heard of it.
I never did neither till just now. That's the advantage of having a feller like me for a campaign manager. Granny, I might have started something here, you know it.
Well,
if this works out for you, I might run for governor on the same ticket.
Yeah, well, what am I again now?
Demopublican.
Yeah, good for me.
Of course, you're going to have a campaign slogan. Advance with Abner or Progress with Peabody, something like that.
Yeah, a full dinner pail is always a good one.
Well, president of the school board ain't got nothing to do with filling dinner pails.
Well, scholars that pack their lunch to school, it does.
Well, they don't vote, though. Another thing you got to have is a mascot.
A what?
An animal of some kind. Like the Democrats has got a donkey and the Republicans has got an elephant for theirs.
You mean something to ride around from house to house and get votes?
No, just a party mascot. Your party emblem.
Oh, well, what difference does it make what we use?
Well, that's a heap more important than a body might think, just offhand. Them animals mean something. I don't know what, but something. If we could get an animal that looks like both of them, it'd be the best thing we could do.
You mean an animal that looks like an elephant and a guinea bull?
Yeah, if we can find one.
Well, I never seen nothing like that. Fact is, I hope I never do.
It'd be fine being you're starting a Demopublican party.
Yeah, well, I don't believe it's any use looking for something like that, though, Lum.
Of course, they just draw pictures of them, Abner, cartoons. Might just have them draw an elephant with a donkey's head, or vice versa.
Or what?
Vice versa, I said.
What in the world is that?
Well, that'd be a donkey with an elephant's head.
Well, that's just what you're looking for. Why don't you use one of them for a mascot? Vice versa, huh? I never seen one.
Well, that ain't no animal, if that's what you mean.
Well, undoubtedly, it must be some kind of animal. If it looks like Etlum, it couldn't be no human.
Abner, vice versa is... You say something and say vice versa, and that means just backwards from what you said.
Huh?
Now, for incidents, if we're sitting here talking and I'd say, are you going to the county seat today? And you'd say no, vice versa. That means, well, it means you're coming back.
Well, how could I be coming back from the county seat when I'm sitting here talking to you?
Well, of course you'd have to go in there first.
When?
Anytime.
Well, I can't go tomorrow. It'll have to be Thursday, Lon.
I don't want you to go. I'm just trying to explain to you what vice versa means. It's just opposite from what you say. Like if somebody asked you if something was black, what would you say?
Well, if it was black, I'd say yes.
That's right, ain't it? Well, what if it was white, though? What would you say?
I'd say no.
Oh, yeah. And if that vice versa ought to come in there someplace. Supposing somebody was to ask you if you was head of your house, what would you say? No. Wait a minute. Vice versa would mean the house is head of you.
It would.
Yeah, let me see. And you're the hardest fella to explain anything to I ever seen in my life.
Yonder comes Cedric Weehunt, love.
Huh?
Cedric.
Oh. Well, I'd rather undertake to explain something to him than you. And he ain't never been known to understand nothing.
Yeah, what's he got there? Carrying a satchel like he's leaving town.
Yeah, more than likely selling something. That's to where he's a regular nuisance. In here the other day selling garden seeds, trying to win our motorcycle.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Come in, Cedric.
Howdy, Cedric.
Good morning, good morning. Mr. Weehunt is my name. I am representing the North American All Wool Suit and Overcoat Company.
Well.
Wait a minute, I ain't done yet.
Oh.
I would like to interest you in one of our late models.
Well, wait a minute. Come over it again now. I don't believe I'm following you.
Mr. Weehunt is my name. Anyway, I'm taking measurements for suits, and I'd like to...
Oh, well, I don't need no suits. I've got one.
Come to think about it, Abner, you ought to have a new suit to make this campaign in. You got to go dressed up, you know.
I have, huh?
Why, of course. The president of the school board ought to look like a professor or something. They'll have to insulate you into office and all that, you know.
Well, Doggett, I hadn't thought about that.
Here is something nice in a two-button sack, and tweeds will be good this spring.
Two-button sack?
Yes, Lum, that's what it says there.
Well, I don't know, Lum. Elizabeth's been sort of pestering me to get a new Sunday suit.
Here is a nifty model that is just the thing for a weekend in the country or at the races.
I seen some nice-looking suits in there at the county seat the other day, Abner, and there at Parker and Dover's Mercantile.
Yeah, well, I'll drop in there the first chance I get and look them over. I wish there's some place here in Pine Ridge save me a trip in there.
Well, maybe you fellas ain't been hearing me good. That's what I'm doing, selling suits.
Or to have a blue serge or... Wait a minute. That's right, Abner.
Huh?
Cedric's selling suits. Why not give him the business?
Yeah, I could, I reckon. Never thought about that.
Get your tape measure there, Cedric. We'll just measure him up right now.
Tape measure?
You mean you're taking orders for suits and ain't got no tape measure?
Reckon not. Here's all they sent me right here, them speeches and the samples.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, Lola. I better study about this now. Elizabeth generally picks out my suits for me. How much are they, Cedric?
$5 down and 50 cents a week.
Well, that sounds reasonable. For how long, though?
Oh, I don't believe they said.
Well, you ought to be able to rake up 50 cents a week, Abner. Trouble is, I don't know how you're going to get measured. Let me see that order blank there, Cedric. See what all they want here.
Well, now, hold on now, Lum. I expect I better study this thing over a little first.
Abner, you're a politician now. You got to go dressed up to where you look like one.
Doggett, if I'd known it was going to be this much bother and expense, I never would have told him I'd run for the dead blamed office.
Let's see now. Name and all that stuff we can fill in later. Tall, short, regular. Stand up there, Abner. Let me take a look at you.
What's wrong with me?
About a short, I reckon. Shoulders.
Of course, I want shoulders in it.
Yes. Chest. I don't know what that's for. You have any trouble with your chest?
No.
Normal. Sleeve length. How long do you want your sleeve?
Oh, about to here. Long as my arms is.
Well, they don't know how long your arms is.
Oh.
I wish we had a tape measure. It'd be a lot easier. I tell you, stand up there against the wall, Abner.
chair?
Yeah. Now, stretch out both your arms as far as you can. That's right, straight out. Now, let's see. Them boards is 1 by 12. Good thing they run up and down that way. They're 12 inches wide, and you're covering 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. 6 foot sleeves.
Well, that sounds too long to me, Lum. I'm just 5 foot 2 inches tall.
Well, that's for both of them. Divide that half in two. 3 foot sleeves. And let's see. Well, you want your coat to come down lower than your sleeves. Add about 4 inches. Make a 40-inch coat. Time it wrinkles and sets to you, it'd be about right. Now, your breeches. How far around are you?
I don't know.
Back up again, the boards again.
Mm-hmm.
Give about 1.5 of them. That's 18 inches.
Well, I know I'm bigger around than that.
Well, that's just half of you. That'll be times 2. That's 36 inches. Granny, you're a perfect 36.
Well, good for me.
Let's see. Inside seam. You want an inside seam?
I don't know. What is it?
It might be something new. Better put it in. Inside seam, yes. Outside seam, yes. Give you both of them. Make it fancy.
Wait a minute. Here comes Squire Skint.
Oh. Yeah. Howdy, Squire.
Well, gentlemen.
Morning, Mr. Squire. Mr. Weehunt is my name. I'm representing the North American All-Wool Suit and Overcoat.
Abner, I came over to tell you that the members of the school board decided that instead of going to the trouble and expense of having an election, we'd just elect Uncle Henry Lunsford president of the board by acclamation.
Well, good. I'm glad to get out of it.
Grannies, wait a minute here. I've done went to all this trouble to get your campaign outlined for you. You've got to run for something, Abner.
Well, they ain't going to have no election, Lum.
Grannies, I'll have to start one then. You don't know it, but beginning right now, you're a candidate for mayor.
Mayor?
Yes, sir. For mayor of Pine Ridge. On the Dema Republican ticket,
well,
too. Peabody, the people's choice.
Good for me.
Advance with Abner.
Hooray!
Gentlemen, shake hands with the next mayor. Shake hands with him, Cedric.
Mr. Weehunt is my name. I'm representing the North American All-World Shooting League.
This is merely a suggestion of the beginning of a new series. Other programs would no doubt contain more of Lum and Abner's philosophy. Some would deal with comedy situations, and others would introduce more characters as the plot or story required. You know, I could be talking to millions of people about your products right now. Thank you, gentlemen. This is Lou Crosby speaking.